Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, we're getting there, folks. 14 days, and then we end up losing an hour's of sleep. So daylight savings times is a couple of weeks away. And spring, finally, 25 days and counting on the return of spring. So you got to think positive. It is here, and it's coming, rather. And it is going to be well, well received. Let's hope with the official date that the weather changes. We stop getting snow. And I don't know if any of you realize, but there is no salt available. And a major, major shortage because of all the cold weather we've had. My son Patrick works for a Northeast nursery in Massachusetts, and they're unable to get any salt for the landscapers who sand businesses and their clients. There's just no salt available. And he said, even for the homeowner, and no matter where you go, there's no 10 pounds or 20 pounds or 50-pound bags of salt available anywheres. And from what they have been told is all salt that is produced is going to be sold to the states, the cities, the towns first. And when they're all taken care of, then they will sell some to the bagging facilities into the independent contractors. So let's hope there's no more snowstorms, because if there is, you get cities along the East Coast that have been really getting hit hard this year with the ice and the snow are going to be in for a major problem. At least earlier they had some ice that that hit, and it was taken care of with sand and salt, but they have no salt left. So they just have sand to fight an ice storm. Things could be worse. I guess we could be getting a major storm. There's none in the forecast, and hopefully things will change. The snow will melt. The grass will turn green. The trees will begin to leaf out, and you'll be ready to get out in the yard. I know I am. The snow's still deep in my yard. Snowman is still there. The mounds of snow on each side of the driveway are still quite high. But it is melting, and that is a good sign. But what I'm doing, and what you should be doing, is get some graph paper and plan out your vegetable garden. Now, this is week 3. Of 16 that we are going to have about the vegetable garden with Johnny Selected Seed. Last week we talked about green beans, the pole and the bush, and about some of the lettuce. And by the way, you know, if you really get cabin fever and you want to taste something that's delicious, just get a small window box. Whether you have one to use outside in the front of the house, or buy one at your local garden center. Fill it with soil. Plant leaf-type lettuce. Not a head type, not like romaine or iceberg, but any kind of a leaf-type lettuce, from arugula to chicory to spinach, and then all of your leafy-type lettuce. Those you can cut, and they will regrow so that you'll have a couple of good crops from it. And I'll tell you, if you plant it today, it'll be ready by April. So you're only talking about a 6 week from the time you plant to the time that you pick to have fresh lettuce grown right on your windowsill. Today at 8 o'clock is a day that we're going to concentrate on tomatoes. So if you love growing tomatoes, today's going to be a day. We'll probably do another day on tomatoes, but what makes this so unique, you know, the new technology in gardening is getting crazy. And a few years ago, I remember some garden writers talking about grafted tomatoes and really didn't know a lot about it. And they were mostly from warmer states down in Florida and from California. And it was a real popular item. Well, it's now something that's going to be available to you, even though you live in a cold climate. And Johnny's Selected Seed is going to be telling you about these new grafted tomatoes that two different plants. One is grown because of a very, very aggressive root system that it puts together, but really didn't do a lot on top. So they cut it, and they put a very aggressive tomato on the top of it and grafted them together, just like the rose bushes that we have in our garden. If you buy a rose bush, you're getting two plants. One with that the root system is grown for its hardiness, where it will tolerate the climate of New England, New York, Pennsylvania, and still produce a great-looking rose. Well, they're doing the same thing with tomatoes. And they're charging around $1, $1.50 per plant. But the root system will be almost double the size of your traditional tomato. That way it can concentrate on getting water. It can concentrate on getting nutrients, while the top of the plant can concentrate on making fruit. And with the two of them working together like this, you're going to have more tomatoes per plant. They'll be juicier because they'll be able to collect the water better. But the big key to this is disease resistance. And they'll be telling us this morning on how these tomatoes are going to be immune to many of the common diseases that tomato plants normally get during the heat of summer, during July and August, when we really want them to grow. So there's a lot of excitement with this new trend, and they're seeing up to a third more tomatoes from a single plant when you use them as grafted. Right now, a lot of these plants are being sold to commercial greenhouses. Johnny Select Seed is selling them what they need, and also you, the homeowner. So tune us in, or better still, just stay right there. And at 8 o'clock, we're going to be talking with Johnny Selected Seed about tomatoes and the new innovations and some of the newer varieties. There are so many new tomatoes out on the market, and ones that are going to be larger in size. Tomatoes are going to have more flavor, a lot less diseases. But I can't wait to hear all about all the new varieties. Now, these are not GMO tomatoes. These are hybrids. And that's the one thing that's great about Johnny Selected Seed is they grow hybrids only. They're tested, and you're going to have a much, much better vegetable plant than you've ever had in your garden. We want to remind you to sign up for our email newsletter that comes out Thursday. This week I was a day late, didn't get it out until Friday. Had a little bit of a chest cold and ended up at the doctor's, but the modern technology of medicine is bringing me back to life, so that's why my voice is a little off this morning, but what do? You know, we just roll with the punches, and but start to plan out your garden. Get some graph paper. Move your tomatoes from one location to the other. You never plant them in the same area every single year. And if you have a question, call us. The phone number here is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. You'll talk with Tom, and we'll help you to have a great vegetable garden or a greener front lawn.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I, too, was hooked.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help answer questions that you may have about your garden. And yes, when all this snow melts, you will see a garden. Some of you that live further south, you're beginning to see signs of the grass changing color a little bit. The soil's beginning to thaw, and you'll be in the garden before you know it. But start to plan it out. That's the secret. And the number one problem for most of us is our eyes are too big when we plan out the garden. Read the directions accordingly. Now, those of you that received my email newsletter this past week, I put in two different charts. One chart on how and when to start your seeds inside the house. And with that chart, it will tell you everything that you need to know about starting your seeds indoors in the right time. Most of us tend to start way too early. By the time we put them out in the yard, they're tall, they're leggy, they fall over, and they just never do real, real well, because they're overgrown. So there's that chart. And there's also a second chart of when to direct seed outside in your garden. Now, that's based for New England. And if you live further south, then you're going to adjust it a week or two or three, and some of you 4 weeks earlier. But start planning out the garden. Use the chart for the email newsletter, and you're going to see that it will help you to prepare for the season. Other than that, we're here on Sunday morning from 6 o'clock until 10. You can call us at 855-660-4261. And again, we'll work with you. But this is the time to really get that garden planned out. And what I do is I cut my garden into thirds. So I have section 1, 2, 3. For this year, what I will do is plant section number 1 in where number 2 was. Number 2 is 1. Then number 3 becomes 2. And number 1 becomes 3. So you change, you alternate. And that way you don't plant the same crop in your garden that requires the same amount of foods or microbes or bacteria year after year after year, depleting the soil. And that was part of the problem in Europe when you had the big potato famine in Ireland. They had planted nothing but potatoes in that soil for hundreds of years. And then a disease got in there. There was, because the soil had been worn down and tired, the fungus ran rampant right through the fields in the potato crop, and the whole industry collapsed. And then the people began to move out of the country. A lot of people died. So rotate your crops. So the first year on the left side of the garden, the second year in the middle of the garden, and the third year on the right side of the garden. And the same thing with all of your other vegetables. Keep moving them around, and that way you're going to have a much healthier soil. Those of you that live near the ocean, with all the stormy weather that you've had, get to the beach, pick up that seaweed, bring it home, and for now, just leave it in the trash bags. And what I do is I'll go down to the beach, I'll pick up the seaweed, fill them about half to three quarters. Don't fill them all the way to the top. They're just too heavy to lug off the beach to the car and then home. What I'll do is I'll fill the bags half to three quarters. That way I can tie them, bring them home, then I'll dump one bag in the other. So now I've got a solid bag. I add a couple gallons of water, close it up tight, and usually what I'll do is the bag that I emptied into the first one, I put it right over it. So now I've got a solid covering, black trash bag filled with water, and it helps it to rot. And then I blend it in the soil in the springtime. Great conditioner.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, and that number is 855-660-4261. You give us a call, and we will help you to have a good gardening season. Maybe even great. That would be fine by me. Okay, Tom, who's up next? Tom, who is our first caller?
Next up, we've got Audrey from Maine with a question about earth boxes.
Audrey, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hey, Paul.
How are you?
It's a good morning because I heard the first songbird this morning.
Aha. See, that is a good sign, isn't it?
It is. It made me feel like the flowers are going to pop up. The snow. Paul, we purchased 3 earth boxes last year.
Okay.
And we had string beans in one, which did very well. And we had, I think, a tomato plant or two in another one, which did all right. However, the butternut squash, when it comes out of the earth box, the vine of it lays down over the earth box, and the vines were splitting, so we didn't get any squash.
Okay, so they wouldn't, the vine itself wouldn't climb up the netting?
No, we have no netting.
Oh, okay, so you just have just a flat earth box.
Yeah.
There's no trellis attached to it. Okay. The earth box that I have, I bought, and you can buy it still, even though you just have the base. I bought
the netting kit, and it's about 4 feet tall, and then the width of the earth box, a metal frame with a netting, and I'll grow my cucumbers in that, and it will go up the netting, and I'll weave it back and forth, and then eventually it will just overpower the earth box, and the vine will run all over my back deck. But at least I started that way. I think if you tried that, it would probably help. But butternut squash is a big vining plant, and it's not uncommon to have butternut squash that will run 10, 15 feet. So that may be a more difficult plant to grow in there.
Yeah.
I would do peppers.
Yeah, we did them.
I have a friend who lives on a pond in New Hampshire, and she has 4 or 5 of them. And she'll grow a couple of tomatoes in one, and then around the base of it, she'll plant some lettuce so that she'll get 2 crops out of the same container. Then she has another one, and she has 3 peppers in it, one on each end and one in the middle. And then her third, one of the third containers, she'll do cucumbers. And she's put the earth box up against the railing of her deck, and the cucumbers grow up her trellis from the earth box and then run right along the railing of her deck.
Uh-huh.
And she'll get cucumbers that way.
Okay.
But she always starts with a long-term plant like a tomato or a pepper, and then across the very front of it, she'll plant like lettuce or spinach or some type of a fairly quick-growing plant. Radishes.
Like a radish, maybe?
Yep, radishes would do well also. And then, if you've got a third one and you like eggplant, you could put eggplants in there. You could grow green beans. And if you like pole beans, you could put pole beans in it and then grow it up that trellis. Or in your case, if you don't have any, all you need to do is go to your local garden center, and you can buy black netting. It comes prepackaged in all kinds of different sizes. And then all you would need is a couple of 6-foot-tall tomato stakes. It's like a 1-inch by 1-inch hardwood stake. Put one on each end of your earth box, and then take this plastic netting and staple it right to the 1-by-1 stakes, and you could use that as a trellis to grow green pole beans or yellow pole beans, cucumbers. So there's a lot, but squash, especially a winter squash, does grow very, very long and requires the whole season before you get anything out of it. So what I would do is I would grow the squash in the ground or in that window box. If you could find a bush variety of squash, not a vine, but a bush,
right?
Then you'd have better results.
Okay, I'll give it a shot, Paul.
Okay, so recondition that soil. So buy some compost and divide the bag evenly between your 3 boxes, and give it some more fungi and bacteria that's going to come with that compost. Plant in it, and then use a good quality fertilizer, and you'll be in the right direction. Now, your tomatoes, did they have a black spot on the bottom of the tomato, or were they okay?
The tomatoes were mostly okay. We didn't. We had 2 bags, the hanging planter bags.
Okay.
And we planted tomatoes and peppers in both those bags. the peppers were kind of small, tomatoes were smaller, and they didn't seem to get enough water. You could water them steadily.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, I tried that 1 year, and, I mean, it looks great, and it's a fun idea, but you're not going to get the production from a hanging tomato bag.
Absolutely.
Compared to an earth box type container because of the water. And you hit the nail on the head right there. If you don't water those bags every single day, then they're just not going to do well. And then as they get ready to flower, again, if you're not keeping them wet as the buds are forming, then the bud never really develops properly.
Right.
And then you end up with nothing, so.
Well, we're not using them this year.
Yeah.
We'll put them in a yard sale or something.
Yeah. put some flowers in them and grow vegetables in a larger container. And there's
bought a big flower pot that my husband drilled holes in the bottoms of them last year.
Yeah.
And we grew regular sized tomatoes in one of them, and we used a tomato cager.
Right.
We used to have a humongous vegetable garden down back for years, and like 40 by 40. We grew everything, peanuts and corn and potatoes and everything. And we just can't do that anymore.
Right. I understand.
We're using these pots, flower pots, big urns, and trying to do it that way. And we had these wire cages that my neighbor had made for me years and years ago to put over the tomato plants to keep them upright and strong. And that worked, that one tomato plant in that one pot that we had. But I love butternut squash, and we used to have that in the garden, and pumpkins and other squash, zucchini and stuff.
Well, maybe what you can do is, where you had the big garden all these years, just cut out a section 10 by 10. Okay? And then right in the middle of that 10 by 10 section, put in half a dozen plants and just let that squash run across that area. And it will do real, real well. I'll tell you, every year I try something different, and 1 year I planted some type of an acorn, I think it was an acorn squash, and I tried to keep it under control. It was growing so quickly that it ran on my lawn, so that every time I mowed, I'd have to move the vine, mow the grass, and then put the vine back in place.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I just said to heck with it, and I would mow around it. But I had a great return in squash that year.
Enough to give away, huh?
Yes.
Yes. Well, that's good. You've been very helpful.
Thank you.
I was hoping I would get a certificate for you to come and plan out this stuff for me for my birthday, but that didn't happen. You know how you offer 3 hours?
Oh, for the garden consultation.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Well, just keep hinting, and maybe they'll get the message.
I'm going to.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
You have a good one.
Andrew.
Thank you.
Yes, you too. Bye-bye now. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. It's early in the morning. Not many people are up. And if you need some help, now is the time to call. That way we can help solve some of your gardening problems. And with Audrey, we hopefully have helped her to get better production. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from New Hampshire with a question about raised beds.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with raised beds?
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good.
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I have a couple of questions about raised bed gardening. I have a 24 by 16 foot area that last year I attempted and didn't have much success. And come to find out that under the 3 or 4 inches of topsoil, there's a good clay base down there. So I wanted to do raised beds this year.
Okay.
A couple of questions I have is, what is a good height? 12 inches? And then my other question is, basically, how wide should I make them? 3 feet, 4 feet? Any suggestions on that?
Okay. Depth-wise, if you can add, you've got 3 inches of soil there now, you said.
Yes.
So if you were able to add another 6, you'd be in great shape.
Okay.
And try and do it according to the material that you're going to use. I have a regular piece of garden, and at one end I have raised beds. And the lumber that I used was a 4x4 pressure treated.
Mm-hmm.
And it came in 8, 10, and 12-foot lengths. So I figured, well, if I buy a 10, then I'm going to have to make them 5 feet wide, and then they're going to have to be at least 10 feet long or 15 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
But if I bought 8-footers, I could cut the width down to 4 feet and then make the length in increments of 4 to 8 feet, so I could produce a narrower bed, and that way I could weed easier. I didn't have to crawl into the bed. I could weed from the right side or the left side, and I found that to work very, very well. So I laid down. I'll tell you what, after the break, I'll tell you exactly what I did.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Vonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Vonide.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're talking with Tom about raised beds. Now, Tom, this is what I did. I made mine 4 foot wide, bought 8 foot long timbers, and I use a 4x4 pressure treated. I have a station wagon, and 8 foot fit in a lot easier. Didn't have to worry about putting a piece of wood through the windshield. So that's why I chose the 8 foot in length. My garden is 20 feet wide. So I put down an 8 footer, and then a 4 foot piece, and then another 8 footer. And then the second layer, I put a 4, an 8, and an 8. So they didn't meet, and you didn't have seams that ran together. It made for a much stronger bed. And then I decided what I would do is I would make it the width of the lawnmower. That way I could keep the green grass around it, and it would still look good. Well, that was not a good idea, because the first time I went through with the lawnmower, the force of the mower blew some of the plants over, and the grass clippings got all over it. So what I did is I shoveled, broke apart the sod, shoveled all of that, like you said, you've got 3 inches of good soil, into the raised beds, filled the walkway with gravel. I had the 3 yards of gravel delivered to the house. They dumped it in the driveway, and then I dumped the gravel in between the walkways, and it really looked nice. And then I had extra soil, and then every year I add compost to it. So my beds are 4 foot by 20. I can weed one side by just kneeling down in the walkway or sitting in a walkway, and I can reach in a good 2 feet and do the opposite on the opposite side of the raised bed. But if you've got 3 inches now and you add another 8 inches, get a blend of soil and compost. And even for this year, what you could do is, you know, when the weather gets nice, get to the beach, pick up all that seaweed that you can, if you're able to. If not, then start your own compost. And it's leaves, it's pine needles, it's vegetation, weeds, and things like that. And keep conditioning that soil every single year with a good compost. And I do that. The first year that really helped it, the soil was okay, and I didn't get what I really wanted from it. So I bought 5 yards of cow manure and added about 3 to 4 inches of cow manure, because that's going to break down. So my beds were a little mounded over the first year, the second year, but boy, did they grow. So a combination of soil and compost, or soil and well-rotted animal manure. And I'm sure if you check with your local garden center, or look in the yellow pages for a dairy farm, or go to a feed and grain store, and they can probably give you a hand to find manure bought by the yard. And just create a good environment, and they'll do real well. But I'll tell you, the raised beds, you can plant your garden about 2 weeks earlier in the season, because the soil is lifted above the rest of the yard, and the frost comes out quicker. If you have a year where you have a lot of rain, because your bed is lifted above the normal height of your yard, better drainage. So there's less diseases with rotting of the root system. So you try the raised beds. You're going to love them. I'll tell you, you'll have much better production. The only problem that I have had, and now I don't plant in those beds, with a raised bed, I had a problem with either a mouse, a mold, or a shrew. And he would dig his tunnel between the wall of timbers all the way around the bed. So I gave up root crops, because he ate my carrots and my beets 1 year. I planted it again, and he did it the second year. So now I just plant bigger plants in there, no root crops.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.